This is a Newstalk ZB developing story.
The fiery rhetoric and threats keeps ramping up. North Korea says it's now considering missile strike on the US Pacific. A spokesman for the Korean People's Army has told a state-run news agency the strike plan could be put into practice at any moment once leader Kim Jong-un makes a decision. In another statement citing a different military spokesman, North Korea also says it could carry out a preemptive strike operation if the US shows signs of provocation. And that comes just hours after Donald Trump told the North that a threat to the US would be met with fire and fury. To discuss this crisis, I'm joined by international relations expert Dr. Robert Patman from Otago University. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
How serious should we take the threats on both sides?
I think it's a serious situation, and I don't think Mr. Trump's words were particularly wise. He threatened North Korea, which has been engaging in belligerent rhetoric for a long time, and also carrying conducting missile tests, of course. And Mr. Trump said that such threats will be met with fire and fury and, frankly, power. Well, everyone knows the United States is the most powerful player in the world. So I think one of the dangers here is, well, I think there's several dangers, quite frankly. First, he seems to be drawing a red line. If North Korea continues its nuclear program, as it almost certainly will, Mr. Trump will be faced with the choice of either starting a war or perhaps abandoning U.S. credibility. In other words, by raising the rhetoric to this level, in a sense, he's now made it incumbent to follow through. Second, I think many Americans, and Mr. Trump's been quite severely criticized by a number of American newspapers, this is quite cavalier language when talking about military power. And in a sense, it plays into the North Korean dictator's hands. Mr. Trump has been criticized by some American newspapers by losing language, that possibly provokes a North Korean attack, which could have lethal consequences for South Koreans and American service members stationed on the peninsula. You know, one of the fears here is that the dictatorship in North Korea might retaliate by applying some sort of coercive military pressure against South Korea. And the third thing that I suppose that worries many people is that even for an administration that has discarded what might be described as long-established norms of civility in American politics, it's important not to lose sight of the dark implications of this latest outburst. I think a lot of people are fully aware, as I said before, that the United States has awesome military power. It's simply the most powerful country in the world, economically and militarily. And Mr. Trump doesn't have to make sort of street boasts about what it might do. And I think what many people take the view is that with power comes responsibility. And I think they're worrying that Mr. Trump is not acting particularly responsibly in this situation.
It has been previously reported that US intelligence estimates Pyongyang may have the capacity to deliver a nuclear weapon to US mainland by early next year.
Yeah.
And its missile program has showed significant progress during these two intercontinental ballistic missile tests this July. How certain do you think US intelligence can be that's actually the case?
Well, it's one intelligence report, and solid intelligence is normally based on a succession of evidence-based reports. I'm not throwing cold water on this report. I'm just saying it's not definitive in itself. There's no doubt about it. The North Koreans are making progress towards building a nuclear weapon small enough to fit onto its intercontinental ballistic missile capability. And if that's true, that would mean that North Korea is closing in on the capacity to reach the US mainland with a nuclear weapon. But we have to set that aside to some degree to take into account that the United States and its partners have just imposed the most stringent round of sanctions against the North Korean regime, which of course in part has provoked this outburst by the North Korean regime. The North Korean regime, Kim Jong-un, is furious at sanctions which look like they're going to economically cripple the country, which China and Russia signed up to. The danger of this sort of rhetoric is that it undermines the solidarity, which was a characteristic of the measures taken by the UN Security Council, which so effectively isolated the North Korean regime. One of the dangers here is that the Chinese in particular will not be impressed by the sort of rhetoric they've just heard out of Washington and lose confidence in Mr. Trump's ability to manage this crisis, and not just the Chinese, but other allies of the United States.
You had the defense secretary saying earlier this year, he consistently, in fact, said he favors finding a diplomatic solution. He did warn earlier this year that military action could result in tragedy, and I quote, on an unbelievable scale. So, yeah, I mean, words have been used before. How serious should we take the latest words from Donald Trump,
well,
do you think?
Well, the other thing here, Chris, is that there is a degree of ambiguity and inconsistency in the announcements coming out of Washington. Mr. Trump, just a few days ago, was praising the actions of the UN Security Council in moving towards diplomatic pressure against the North Korean regime. And members of his administration have said, such as his National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, that diplomacy is the preferred route. And, to be fair to Mr. Trump, he may say that diplomacy and the threat of military action are not incompatible. He may say that, and I think his argument will be, with a dictator like Kim Jong-un, the language he understands is tough language and the possibility of force, and that he's adapted his language accordingly. That's the sort of defense of Mr. Trump's rhetoric. But I think there's many doubts about whether it's wise to ratchet up the atmosphere at the moment. Let's be quite clear. The North Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, is already escalating the situation. The United States doesn't have to tell anyone it's the most powerful actor in the world. We already know that. And it's a question of the United States acting in unison with other interested parties to make sure that Kim Jong-un's rhetoric doesn't get any traction and only confirms the isolation of the regime. Because ultimately, this regime will only be brought to heel by concerted international action, which involves the support of the Chinese, of which China can basically make or break the regime in North Korea. And it's very important, I think, that the United States does coordinate with China. It doesn't mean it has to take orders from China, but it does mean that it needs to measure its language carefully in order to keep this coalition that was built up through the UN Security Council resolution on Sunday over the weekend in place.
International relations expert Dr. Robert Patman from Otago University, thank you for your insight this morning.
Thank you.